Male makes just as good a mush as hominy boots. I can't tell any difference in the taste of it.
Now a type of grain that sometimes people serve it instead of potatoes. They grow it in China, they say.
Yeah.
All the time. They grow it over here around Memphis too. I don't know. I think people will have it here. They serve it with butter and all in it.
Is it rice?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Did you have it like? Mom will come and seem like they serve it more with sugar and stuff.
Yeah, they eat with sugar here and butter. That's the way that we eat.
Like a dessert.
You'd eat it for breakfast, for a cereal for breakfast.
Well, I don't know. Do they have much? People make that homebrewed liquor around here.
Well,
do you ever hear of that around here?
Lord, yeah, moonshine.
Yeah, they did.
Lord, yeah, they made that by the hundreds of gallons.
Oh, did they make it? Well, I didn't know it. Was some of it bad? I mean, you know,
sometimes fella get nearly poisoned to death on that stuff. They call it the verdigris is in it.
Oh,
it's a poison. I don't know. I've known of them. Some of them just very near get killed on the old stuff.
That's terrible. Well, what do they make out of sorghum cane?
Molasses.
And everybody make their own?
They used to, did, but anymore, they ain't nobody makes them anymore. They buy them out of the stores.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy them out of any grocery store, I guess. The people used to make them and have them to sell, you know. I remember my daddy made them, and he'd just have barrels and barrels of them, and he'd sell them. They sold pretty good. He'd get $1 a gallon. You know, back then, that was an awful price for something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Well, like you said, that sugar, you'd go buy like a quarter's worth or something. Now, would they have to measure that out?
They weighed it.
They'd weigh it for you.
So much a pound, but oh no, you just get a great big old bag full of it. You remember, can't you, Gertrude, when they'd buy it by the quarter's worth?
And
that would
be, like, quarter's worth would buy about how many pounds?
It'd buy about 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah, maybe more.
It is a great big wad at it. Now, it's a bag. Well, it wasn't hardly as big as this one, Gertrude brought, but now it'd just be way up along here, full.
And they just set it loose like that.
Just put it in that bag, and that's the way you bring it home. That little old
Grandmother Jennings used to get it.
Oh, he did.
At the store.
Yeah. And sell it like that.
Just a quarter's worth in it. Well, that's about all anybody would ever buy.
If you got that much, that'd be enough. Unless
you know that it's in canning season and they want to can peaches and stuff. Well, they'd buy maybe 100-pound sack if they could get the money to get it with.
Well, what about when they make stuff, I guess if they were making preserves and things, they'd have to use more, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's when I say that they'd buy usually 100 pound at the time.
Well, what different things would they make, you know, like with that, when they boil the sugar and then peaches and stuff together, they'd make...
They'd just make canned peaches. Just make a kind of a syrup in their peaches. Mm-hmm. That's the way my mother fixed them all the time.
Well, what about with strawberries and stuff? What would they do with them?
Well, people way back years ago didn't have strawberries.
They didn't have?
That's just a late thing, strawberries.
Oh.
Maybe 25 years ago when they come as having, call them tame strawberries. Back when I was a child, if you found a wild strawberry, you was lucky. Well, you go barefooted, Gertrude.
Yeah, well,